I want to begin a fight for the sanctity of the gospel of Christ. So I'd like us to turn our Bibles to the book of Jude. We're not going to take a teaching on everything, but we're going to take the essence of the message that the apostle Jude had in mind when he wrote this epistle. So I read from verse 1. He says, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. I find this verse very interesting because of the description he gave to the church. And so he says, look, I'm writing this, and I read again so I can begin to break it down. I write this, Jude was saying, first he introduced himself as a servant of Jesus Christ and then as a brother of James. And then he says, to whom he is addressing this message. So the first thing he says is, to them that are sanctified by whom? By God the Father. And then the second description he gives to the same category of people, he says, and preserved in Jesus Christ. And the last, he said, and called. So I understand, therefore, that he was writing to those who were sanctified, preserved, and called. And all of this by God. In the age that we are living in, there is so much misrepresentation, misinterpretation. Many times it is deliberate. And a lot of proselyting of people, you know, where people are made disciples. Instead of making disciples unto God, men make disciples unto themselves. And I see that there is a need to constantly confront. First, the church, in warning, just as the Apostle Paul did. And I find that in scriptures, I'll probably read about one or two to you, where Paul kept saying, I warned you, I am warning you. And that warning we need to sound again because of the prevailing spirit that is in these end times. And we have to be very, very careful. Someone said to me, Nigeria is such a terrible country. And I say, yes, it's because of us. Because we have changed the doctrine of Christ and we are teaching things like Jesus referred to them as the traditions of men. And so when the, in quote, prosperity gospel came, followed with it immorality, covetousness, lawlessness, and all kinds of things, which means that that doctrine is not of God. Jesus says, by their fruits you shall know them. And the fruit of that doctrine in the church has not led anybody toward God, but has rather led people away from him. And so it is necessary for God's people to arise in righteousness, with a righteous vexation, and condemn vehemently some of the things that we see around us. The Bible says, a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things that he possesses. Land? What is in land? Cars? A piece of toy, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
The finest building ages,
yes, sir,
and goes out of fashion.
Yes, sir.
The best cars go out of fashion.
Yes, sir.
Why should I tie the relevance of my life or my sense of worth to something that will pass away with the using? Does it make sense?
Awesome.
I've walked into some homes. And once you walk into those homes, wow, you see the relics of wealth as monuments standing looking at you. And then you can tell that this was wealth several decades ago. Do you know what I'm talking about? But at the same time that you walk in, you see poverty because it passed away. But we must understand that much of the destruction that is taking place today is the result of the gospel of instant gratification. You will get it now. Nobody has to wait. You don't have to work hard. You don't have to be patient. There's no time for seed sowing and then you wait for harvest. As a matter of fact, Jesus already sowed the seed. For me, I must harvest. Contrary to the doctrines of Christ. And who are those pushing these doctrines? They are believers like you and I who have been saved from the corruption that is in this world. But then they turn around and return to it. Jude was speaking with this in mind. And then he said, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. He says, mercy unto you, peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. It was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly fight, struggle for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. What is the faith? For lots of people, when you hear faith, the first thing that comes to your mind is that magic wand by which I believe and receive things of God. No, beloved, that's not what faith is. In the scriptures, faith is spoken of in three different aspects. Let's put it that way. There's the faith that gets you saved, which the Bible says is a gift from God. And that faith has nothing to do with you because you received it as an unbeliever, not as a believer. And so the unbeliever hears God's word. He doesn't really understand fully what it is that is in store for the righteous. But the Holy Spirit working in his heart convicts his heart, and he decides that, oh, he wants to serve God. The Bible says that no man cometh to me except the Father draws him. So you see, that activity that is taking place in the heart of the sinner is engineered by the Holy Spirit. Now, the act that makes that sinner convicted to the point that he desires salvation is the gift that God has put inside him. The Bible says it's a gift of faith. There is the faith that is given to those who are born again. The book of Romans chapter 12 tells us that. It says, for God had dealt to every man the measure of faith. That's not the faith we're talking about here. There is the faith that the Bible speaks of where he says, I live by the faith of the Son of God. That is not what he's talking about here as well. The faith of the Son of God is not the faith that Jesus had inside him, but rather the faithfulness of Jesus Christ in carrying out the plan of redemption. And so in Jesus obeying and doing everything that was required for the redemption of man until he died and rose from the dead, that faithfulness is what Paul was saying when he said, I live by the faith, because it is by that faithfulness of Jesus Christ that life is given to him. Spiritual life, eternal life. The word as used here, the faith, speaks specifically about the body of truth that the Bible says has been committed to the church as a sacred trust. Jesus referred to it in Matthew chapter 28 when he said, go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in my name and teaching them to observe all that I have taught you. Now that body of truth that is referred to in the book of Hebrews as the doctrine of Christ is the same as what the apostle here is referring to as the faith. The Bible says, examine yourself if ye be in the faith. Is your life consistent with the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ? Or are you living outside of that which the scripture refers to as the whole counsel of God? So when he says the counsel of God, the whole counsel of God, that is what Jude is here referring to as the faith. In the book of Acts, scripture says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. That doctrine that is referred to as the apostles' doctrine is what Jude refers to here as the faith. Contend earnestly for the faith, for the protection of this doctrine. Keep it sacred. Don't twist it. Don't make it say what it doesn't say. Don't take or pull something out of that body of doctrine to suit what you want. And lots of people do that. He says for us as a people to contend. So when he says contend, what is he really talking about? Fight for the defense of the gospel. How can you defend what you don't know? That's the problem that we have in the church. Too much ignorance. People don't even study. So much laziness to reading God's word, to learning for yourself. And so somebody can stand up here holding a microphone and sensationally preaches a message, and boom, everybody just gets carried away. And then several things begin to manifest in their lives much later, and everybody's wondering, where did that come from? It came from the teaching of your pastor. He lied to you.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. For a copy of the complete message and for more information, please contact us at Heritage Assembly, XYZ Plaza, Ajah Roundabout on Lekki Egbe Expressway, or call 070-328-39105. 070-328-39105. You can worship with us every Sunday at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. at XYZ Plaza, at your roundabout, Lekki Egbe Expressway. Heritage Assembly.